You're listening to SBS News.
The nameless financial help received by Christian Porter is receiving backlash from across the political divide. Crossbench Senator Jackie Lambie isn't holding back.
Basically, it's a political donation. Let's call it out for what it is. In a brown paper bag, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Greens Senator Larissa Waters is calling for more federal transparency.
We need donations reform and we need a federal corruption watchdog. The Australian people deserve better.
Labor's spokesperson for foreign affairs, Penny Wong, describes the actions of the government as appalling.
Mr Morrison is prepared to trash conventions of our democracy in pursuit of his own political interests.
That convention relates to the Parliament's Powerful Privileges Committee. The committee includes members of the government and opposition and meets in secret, investigates politicians over contempt, privilege and spending issues. After strongly denying a historical rape allegation, Christian Porter took defamation action against the ABC. In May, he gave this statement.
My lawyers, whilst they are very good, are very, very expensive.
But it's not known just how expensive they are. Mr. Porter did later confirm in his statement of interests that his legal costs were partly paid by a so-called blind trust of anonymous donors. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
You can't in this parliament continue to say, I got donations for a private matter or private income without declaring it.
Yesterday, the Speaker, Tony Smith, told Parliament there is a case for the Privileges Committee to consider.
I am satisfied that a prima facie case has been made out, and I'm willing to give precedence to a motion.
But for the first time since Federation, the government decided not to back the Speaker and used its numbers in the House to quash an inquiry. The Prime Minister was asked why in Question Time today.
Why is the Prime Minister running a protection racket for the Member for Pearce?
Yeah. Practice, page 771 of Practice, makes things very clear.
Members on my left.
That the opinion by the Speaker, and I quote, does not imply a conclusion that a breach of privilege or a contempt has occurred, or even that the matter should necessarily be investigated.
The Privileges Committee has the power to find wrongdoing and trigger the end of political careers. The government has now requested the committee look at the broader question of whether politicians should be able to use anonymous or crowd-funded money to pay legal bills. Here's Defence Minister Peter Dutton.
I believe that there are further issues beyond this which need to be considered by the Privileges Committee.
But those who are demanding answers now fear that ensures any specific scrutiny on Mr. Porter will be delayed by many, many months beyond the next election. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.